let's put it this way. I was thinking about this, and my friend said, let's go to this thing, and they talk about bad dating. And I was like, well, gosh, I don't know. I've been dating for 30 years. I'm still single. I could probably tell you stories for the next 9 to 10 months. Should I tell you about my ex-fiancé that bought a Russian bride off the internet and moved him in with his mother? Should I tell you about the man on the first date that asked to smell my shoes? Should I tell you about the man that I went on vacation with to Myrtle Beach who had no money? And when I'm talking about no money, I'm talking about no money. I'm talking about when we got down there and I left after 3 days after I'd paid for everything. He said, before you leave, can you give me $2 for the toll to get home? Really? No. But then I was like, well, what is my worst date? Well, let's see. I live part of the year in, I didn't even know that was funny, sorry. I live part of the year in Kentucky, I live part of the year in Chicago, and part of the year in Baltimore. And what I found out is, it doesn't matter what the time zone is or the state lines, I am undateable in any state, no matter where I live. Either that, or I watch a lot of the ID channel, which I'm pretty sure one of the men that I have gone out on a date with is going to show up on that crime story one day, having hacked some pieces, people into pieces. So I decided to tell you about Bob. Now, I have been on FarmersOnly.com, Match.com, eHarmony, Bag of Fish, Plenty of Fish, whatever you call it. I don't know. You name it. I've done all of it. It's like I've done every single website you can possibly imagine. So I went out with Bob. Now, Bob is a scientist, for real, a mad scientist. So we go out on our first date, and Bob makes it a point of telling me how he drives a Porsche. Well, I don't really care, but he shows up in a Buick. Now, it appears that Bob lives at least part-time in his Buick, although it is a rental. Now, he has the Porsche Club card, and I'm like, any fool can get that off the internet. Are you kidding me? So he makes it a point, this is important later about his Porsche. So he makes a point about how he drives a Porsche. So we got on the first date. It's not great. It's not bad. You know, it's worth a second date. So we go the second date, and we go to Cosmos, which used to be in Canton, and we got the Buffalo Calamari, which, you know, it's sad it's no longer there. But anyway, we are waiting for the Buffalo Calamari to come. And Bob goes, listen, I have to tell you something. And before we get into a six-month relationship, which was presumptuous on his part, but let's just, you know, go ahead. He said, I have to tell you something because I don't want to spring it on you later. And I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. What could this possibly be? And I'm like, okay, Bob, what is it? Bob goes, well, you know, it's not something that I was ever really interested in. It's like an old girlfriend, and she introduced me, and then I sort of thought it might be my thing. And I was like, biking, cycling, triathlons, what? I like to go to sex clubs. And I'm like, excuse me? A what? You'd like to go where? I like to go to sex clubs. And if you're not interested in going to sex clubs with me, then we should not pursue a relationship. And I'm like, oh, wow, really? Seriously? Isn't there another website for that? So now I'm like, well, we probably won't date more than 6 months after this. But anyway, I'm like, well, what happens at these sex clubs? And they got to be in D.C., right? Oh, no, they're in Baltimore. I'm like, shut the front door. And he was like, no, seriously, there's three of them in Baltimore. I was like, oh, my God, where are they? And he goes, I can't tell you. You've got to be in the scene to know because we can't do that. But believe me, if you go, there'll be people there that you know. And I'm like, isn't that worse? Like, there's no one I know that I want to watch have sex. Nobody. Nobody. I mean, not even Brad and Angelina do I want to watch have sex. Like, ooh, gross. So anyway, I was like, well, what happens there? Everybody jumps in a pile? And he says, that is so presumptuous. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be judgmental. Please tell me, enlighten me on the sex club culture that I'm unaware of. And he was like, well, you know, people can invite you. You can invite people. People can watch you. You can watch them. You can do anonymous. You can do all that. And I'm like, S&M. And I'm like, wow, who knew all this existed? And I was like, well, Bob, what was your thing? And he said, I got to tell you, nothing turned me on more than to watch four or five men have sex with my girlfriend while I watched. Woo! And I'm like, okay. I was like, Bob, I just want to clarify one thing. No one could ever drive your Porsche, but you let five strangers have sex with your girlfriend. He said, I never thought about it that way. Well, needless to say, Bob and I never went out again. But 6 months later, I got an email from him, and he was like, you look familiar. Like, why did we stop dating? And I was like, two words, Bob, sex club. And he goes, okay, have a good day. That's it.